camped on this island right there. Can't really zoom in on too well. But right through here, so I'm paddling out, see, look, mangroves. Becoming mangroves all through here. And all of a sudden, now it's full-blown mangroves. So I went from marsh grass to mangroves in one day, from here to here, within 10 miles. Marsh grass to mangroves. Right here's where the mangroves start. And I get around this corner. Right here's, I see a rip. I see a good rip off a point where it's coming out really good and the current's ripping off of it. I think I had a spoon on the bait caster. And I make a cast. And as soon as that thing hits and I start to reel, it goes wham, just yank it. And the tarpon goes flying out and throws the hook. About a 30, 40 inch tarpon. So I'm like, holy shit, I just hooked a tarpon. As soon as I got the mangroves, I hooked a tarpon. I haven't even hooked a snook yet, but I just hooked a tarpon. So I made some more casts there. I think I caught some reds right there at that area. Then went to Porpoise Point and made sure that was a good camp spot. Checked it out above high tide. Everything was good to go. Went back and just tried to make some more casts again because I was really stoked about that tarpon shit. That's why I'm, one of the reasons why I couldn't leave Florida without a tarpon pitcher. So, and then I went back and camped out, and this was a really cool spot. I think I have it on the website. I should bring that shit up. This is Sponge Point. This is Rock Island. This is Steinhatchee. This is Deer Island, the picture I posted up. Here's the Black Drum. And this is Porpoise Point. The water came up right here at high tide. I was really on such a small island. It's my own little teeny island right there. Awesome, loved it. Next day I head south, headwinds of course. Now the whole time from Cedar Key, I could see the power plant, or the nuke plant right here. So you got the nuclear towers right here. I could see that for the whole, a couple days outside of that. Camped here, come around, I'm going into Crystal River. So come around these spoil islands, there's people all over them, fishing. This area looks really good. I have to come way the fuck out here. See, was it right through here? Yeah, made through this cut, came around this corner, and as I'm paddling in, I come across these little oyster reefs here. These are all oyster reefs out there. It's a pretty badass area. All of a sudden, there's just hard structure. And I'm jigging. I just let it drop down because it drops down hard as shit from, 0 feet of water down to, it was 20 feet. And I'm jigging, just these holes. And I'm jigging down and hook a grouper. I hook something hard. I reel it up and I can see it. It's a grouper and it takes off and it pulls the hook. So that was pretty neat that I hooked onto that. Really shallow through here, but just in these big holes right by these oyster reefs. It wasn't 20 feet, but it sure felt like it was deeper than I could see. And this is getting clearer water now, too. Starting to get really clear water through here. Go into Crystal River, and it's fucking crowded. I think I was there on a weekend, which I never like going into civilized areas on a weekend. Went to a campsite in here. Let's see, where is it? I didn't even go that far in. Maybe I did, shit. Wait, this is the campground. Maybe this is not a boat ramp. This was the campground. Yeah, this was it. Okay. This was it. I came in here, paddled into this area, got to the campground, did laundry, but there were so many people and it was almost confusing and almost shocking to be around that many people after not being around anybody for so long that I forgot to take a shower. I hadn't taken a shower for a week, and it was I just totally forgot to take a shower. I just got my shit, you know, hit with a little bit of store, did all my laundry and got the fuck out of there. Came right out here to this point and just camped out here because it was getting late anyway. So saw a lot of fucking gators in here too, camping out right here. A lot of mosquitoes in this area. The next day, I said, okay, you know, I've been outside, paddling outside areas for a while. Let's play around. There's this Salt River area called Salt River Paddleway. So I was like, oh, cool. It's got signs on it. They had a brochure about it. It's the area attraction to paddle. So I paddled inside there. And fuck, it was pretty cool. It's really wilderly. Out in the middle of nowhere, but you know, there's people around and stuff. It wasn't that secluded, but it was just kind of long, and you know, all through here, and as I came out, As I came out, what I was trying to do was to get to the outside, but I was really trying to get to the furthest outside. I was trying to get to this point here, because I figured this was going to have beach on it, because it was the furthest point out, because there wasn't a lot of beach in here. It was places to camp somewhat, but it wasn't any beach. So when I came through right about here, I couldn't tell which way the path was going, because one, I didn't want to get caught up in the shallow water where the tide was going out. I wanted to make sure I stayed on the pathway to make sure it was deep enough channel. I ended up just getting frustrated and camping out right here. There were some people over that came up and just wanted to have their picnic, so I hung out with them. He was actually from this area, which was named Rebel. And he was from Hermosa, which was his whole backyard. So he told me about the area, and it was pretty nice. Had a hamburger and a beer with them, so that was nice. The next day, I just came out and back around, and I saw this, and I was like, oh shit, I wasn't really that campable anyway. I mean, figured I was gonna be in the outside. More headwinds, 5 to 10, just annoying all day long. Came in. Looking for, by the end of the day, I was looking for a campsite. Saw a beach way inside here, but it was like, I didn't like it all that much. It was kind of hard to deal with. I paddled around. It's kind of a little resort area. They had a little park, little tiki bar type of area, a nice little beach. And so I stopped right there and had some cheese sticks and some lemonade. And on the way over, I saw that this looked like a campground, but it wasn't, didn't have anybody on it. So I came back and I stopped. Right here is a boat ramp. And I just, you know, stopped on the boat ramp and just kind of went up and walked around. And there was a fire that was still warm. And there was recent tracks, hadn't been rained on, or there was some recent tracks there. So I knew it had been used recently, but it was getting late in the day and there was nobody there, so I just camped out. Later I saw that that evening, a kayaker was coming by, and he stopped and talked to me, and he said that these people, they own this whole property and they use it as their own RV park. So they had been camping there for the weekend. It was a Monday, they're gone for the Monday. And so I was in a pretty safe spot. No one around, populated area, nobody kind of fucking with me. I was kind of good. The next day there was a storm. It came through, nearly blew my tent down. I was a little worried about the trees, the squall that came through. And then the next day, it blew again. And so I was basically stopped there again, down for another day, really kind of conserving my food at this point, because I didn't really have a big store to really choose from at Crystal River, and I was, you know, didn't know how long before I could get to another store. So really rationing my food that day. The next day I was able to leave, still 10 mile an hour headwinds, and it wasn't, again, headwinds again, headwinds were what happened, were basically what was really happening this whole Big Bend area. Beating my ass off the whole Big Bend area. Headwinds. I stop into here to kind of see if there's a little store, need a little tackle, shop. I got some more. Plastics, trout and stuff would chew them up pretty well. And this was an interesting spot. Right here, Horse Island. Paddling around, didn't see nothing. It was like I was getting really desperate too. I didn't expect these mangroves to be on rock and there hardly be any beaches there anywhere. I mean, none of this shit was, it was tough to camp on. I'd rather have marsh grass to camp on. It was really tough to find a spot that wasn't, you know, mangroved up and rocky. So I'm getting really fucking worried as I'm paddling through here going, I'm not going to find a spot to camp because this is the last little bit of civilization, last little bit of shoreline before it goes city. You know, there's all kinds of fucking people around here. So I'm like, oh shit, man. I'm cutting in here, looking all through this area. And I come across this little area here and there's a little gap. My tent's in there, but all I see is this little gap, this little thing right here, and it's open in here. And I go in, and it's wide open. People had opened this spot up and made a nice little spot inside the island itself. So you can't really see it from the top, but it's right inside here. There's the gap. So, whew, you know, saved. You know, again, just trying to not freak out. And you know, if you don't freak out, you know, shit will happen and you'll find a spot. Luckily, and you know, this was a cool spot, really cool spot. I was really, really thankful to find this spot. All right, you know, it to open up for me. The next day, I didn't stop in there. Next day, I didn't stop in there. I stopped into this spot, and this is the spot I went in and got some tackle. And asked them about the area. So they're right in here. Hudson Creek stopped right in here. Just got some stuff, basic tackle, got a soda or whatever, kept on going. Also, when I came through, I was looking for campground because again, mangrove shoreline, not a lot of places to camp. Wasn't finding too much. So I came into Port Richey, and I thought there was a campground in here, but it wasn't. It wasn't a campground, so I just made some phone calls here and then paddled on out again. Now I'm getting 15-mile-an-hour headwinds, and it's starting to kick my ass again. I paddle hard. I paddled hard through this day to really get inside. I wanted to get inside here because the next day was going to be even. I knew it was going to be blowing. It was going to be blowing again. So I came inside. It was fucking blowing 20 by the time I got in here. But all this is like, you know, grasses and really shallow water. I end up coming in here. Man, that looks a lot bigger than it did when I was here. And camping on this island here. So that was really good. That was a really good spot. I was really happy about that spot. Because as I'm getting in here, I'm starting to see these spoil islands too. And I'm getting relieved that even though I'm in civilization, I think these spoil islands are going to be a place that I can camp and not be fucked with. Because my whole thing when I'm camping, I don't want a place that is access to a road that anybody can come up behind me, anywhere that's on anybody's property, they can walk to me. Really want to be on an island or on a spit that's so far out in the marsh that you can't really get to me but other by boat. And I can hear you coming, or I can hear a kayak coming, or at least you have to come at me from the front, from the beach. I don't want anybody to be coming from me from behind, from the woods or from the marsh. And so I was pretty happy about this. I'm in civilization. There's fucking people everywhere. Pretty happy of finding that. Pretty happy that I feel confident I'm going to be able to find that as I go. Next day, it's blowing its ass off, 20 miles an hour, and I just carved the shoreline. I just hugged this shoreline. No, actually, go through this little bridge. Yep, I was able to do that. People fishing through here. That was pretty cool. I felt like I was in Florida. It was pretty neat. Really carved the shoreline here. Did some casting around. Back at the Horse Island where that opening was, I saw my first snook. So I was really wanting to target snook at this point. I could see them. I think I stopped and I was brushing my teeth and I looked over and there's a snook sitting there about 20 inches just looking at me. So I know they're around. I'm starting to really try to fish hard for them now, casting all these shorelines as I'm coming in. I knew there was a campground in here. I knew where I was going, so I didn't have far to go. It was a southeast wind, so it was coming off the shoreline. I didn't have a big issue with getting beat up by the wind. And I was just trying to explore a little bit. Seeing these spoil islands out here, making me feel good again. Trees on it, trees solid ground, solid, you know, good solid beach to land on, to be comfortable. You know, that's what I'm looking for. So I'm happy about that. I'm paddling in, and there's a campground in here, and this is where I'm trying to get to, and this is my completion of the Big Bend, because from here on out, I have inside or outside Tampa area. Inside, outside, all the way down to Naples, then I'm outside again. But I'll stop here because I paddle into here. Ooh, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not it. Here it is. Sutherland Bayou. I paddle in and, oh yeah, I stopped. I haven't had a shower for 2 weeks at this point. I stop at a marina, one of these close by here, and I don't smell myself. I know I'm stinking. I know I'm, you know, smelling like that. But I walk into a marina, you know, to get a dinghy fee, see if they have, if they knew of a campground. Actually, that's what I was going in there for. And I open the door, and as soon as I hit the AC, I can smell myself. I can smell it's. I'm just it. That air, like, really, like, changed, I guess, my nose. I could smell what I was smelling like. And the girl was at the counter. I just stayed at the door. I didn't want her to smell me. She was, you know, cute Florida girl. So I just stayed at, you know, and she told me that where it was, because it was way the fuck back here. And I wasn't sure. You know, I'm paddling in, and there's a small little channel through here. I mean, this is the channel. Boats are zooming through. I'm seeing sheep's head on, little baby sheep's head on all the little rocks, and as I'm paddling in, I'm like, damn, where is this place? And I was like, I think I stopped here and looked at this. That wasn't it. That wasn't a campground. I'm still paddling in further into a neighborhood. I'm like, is this place going to be in here? And finally, go all the way to the back. Here's the boat ramp. Here's the campground. This was all filled with RVs. It was mainly an RV spot. I stopped to talk to the people, tell them what I was doing, and I camped right here, right by the boat, by the dock, right by the boat ramp. Stayed there for, I think, 2 or 3 days, did all my laundry, sent pictures home, developed film, really did the full thing, pit stop, and really met some cool people. I'll start off the next podcast with the people I met here. Really got a chance to stop, slow down, talk to the locals, get some great fishing information, because from here, I really wanted to fish. I wanted to slow the fuck down. I wanted to fish. I felt like I hit an accomplishment, hit a breaking point in this tour that I worried about the entire time planning for this tour was the Big Bend area. I was scared to death of it. I didn't know what it was going to be. I didn't have this access to look and see at campsites. All I had was this map and the charts, and showed me how fucking shallow it was, which it made me even more worried. So I finished it. I completed this big area that worried the shit out of me. And I chilled out and hung out with some really cool people. So I did it. I knocked that one out. That was a big deal. At this point, I'm already in 4 weeks. Definitely you know, I'm getting salty at this point. 2 weeks is usually the point. 10 days to 2 weeks is usually the point of the turnover where it all becomes normal, where it just becomes like your everyday job. Touring is just your everyday job. You don't really miss, you know, TV at that point. You don't miss the comforts at home after 2 weeks out there. It just becomes normal. And seeing people and being in civilization and riding a bike to the store is kind of crazy when you've been on the water for 4 weeks. This is where I'm at here. And some great people here. And from here on out, I'm slowing down and fishing for a couple days anyway. And then I get the bug to go because through here it's Tampa area. Go down through the coast. Costa Caya. Through all that Tarpon area. And yes, I'm just getting into like the good parts of Florida. Almost the parts of Florida where you think about Florida. The water color is changing. The fish are there. The mangroves, right? So that's what I was really stoked to be in, was the mangrove area. So the next time will be. From here down to the 10,000 Islands, which is starts another segment. So this next segment will be the Tampa and Fort Myers area. All right. So thank you guys for checking it out. And thanks to our sponsors, Yak Attack at yakattack.us and my DVDs at kayakevin.com. And check out the Bay Tour DVD, which a lot of the stuff... in detail is kind of, it's not this tour, but on my Bay Tour, which the thing about touring is now, once I did this, I came back, anytime I put my butt in the water, my boat in the water, I'm connected to all this water. You know, I know I can get in down here at the end of my street and go to Texas if I wanted to. It's a fact, you can do it, you know, so, but that's, you know, so that's, touring is all the same. I tour the same way I did on here as I did my Bay Tour, and the same way I camp out with just a different boat, but the same techniques is what I'm looking for when I'm doing that. Just now I have this to look at. All right, guys, thank you, and we'll see you next time. Later.